It is 10 o'clock. You are listening to KFAI, 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Hi, good morning. It's The Wave Project, and this is Pam Hill. I coordinate this hour for us every Sunday morning, and this morning we're going to explore something together. I was just in the mood because the world, I think, needs more beauty, but it, of course, can be subjective, right? What is beauty? What is beautiful? And so I was looking forward to some beautiful music that I thought might be classical music. I wasn't quite sure where I'd go with our program today on this holiday time, Easter, during this Passover time, as we're welcoming spring, the equinox just a little bit ago. And as in Minnesota, each spring gives us a little bit of false starts, comes and goes, but we've got sunshine right now. Oh, I made Dan laugh. That brings me the joy today. Well, I'm hoping to bring you a little joy today. So I was looking for beautiful music. However, this is a radio program, and when I looked at beautiful music, I decided it would be really fun for us to explore together this hour the beautiful music radio format. Yes, this was in the 50s, certainly in the 60s, into the 70s. The last beautiful music format station, I think, went dark in 1991. But the beautiful music format, sort of a predecessor, and even sometimes is also called easy listening, but it has its own distinction. And it was probably one of the first actual formats to be packaged and sold. And as we enjoy this hour together, you're going to know kind of why it was packaged and sold, what it was used for. I'm sure you'll be able to guess if you aren't already familiar with the beautiful music format. And I'm serious when I say this, it was also known as BM. So we're going to go into the beautiful music format with, I think, Frank Mills. Yes, Frank Mills is our first artist to enjoy together. And happy Sunday morning. you have a music box that did that? That's Frank Mills with Music Box Dancer, and that is kicking off our beautiful Music the Radio format hour for this day on KFAI. And yes, so that was a format that was packaged and sold for what you think it was sold for, retail. Yeah, I think it was, I think the beautiful music format also was kind of a reaction to rock and roll, you know, because older folks, when their kids were learning how to dance and bop out to Bill Haley and the Comets, we, the older folks of the time, probably really needed to hear this kind of music. And so it was formatted, it was packaged, it was sold for retail businesses, for restaurants, and in the 70s, dentists' offices, of course. And it was often instrumentals of the songs of the day. It delved into jazz a little bit, the beautiful music format. There was a formula, usually about 70% instrumentals, 30% vocals. And so we'll enjoy that together this morning. It's the beautiful music radio format on KFAI. A lot of it came out of Europe, and there were Eurovision song winners. And a lot of it is opulent, big orchestration, but some is more simple. So we'll enjoy all of it together today until 11 o'clock. This is Alain Morissaud with Les Oiseaux Chantonnant, which means, and the birds sing. Here we are. It was a huge hit. This was the number one, I think, in the UK.
In its time.
And you'll hear it used real bird sounds, which was a novel.
Thank you. I get a kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that will bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky. It's my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick.
You're listening to The Wave Project here on KFAI. It's the beautiful music radio format. And that was Nana Mouskouri, who was an actress and a chanteuse. And she was well known for her delving into jazz, bringing in some beats that were beats just enough for the beautiful music format. Not too many and not too tight. Although that song was tight, we'll say that. Ennio Morricone before that with Chimay, and Alain Morissade at the top of that beautiful music set. A lot of beautiful music incorporated film scores. A lot of music from love, you know, themes from The Love Story. You know it when you hear it, what was in this music format. And I just want to give a shout out to Greg, who called in, who's listening this morning. And you know him from different programs on KFAI, primarily my favorite, Dig Up the Roots. But he still is very involved in the station and still does some broadcasting as well. And he let me know, because I spoke a little bit earlier about kind of the rules of this packaged radio format, which were to be about 70% instrumental and about 30% vocals. It was very carefully selected so that Nana Mouskouri song would be accepted, but it would be carefully placed. When Greg worked out at a light country, which that took some cues from beautiful music, light country certainly did. When he worked at a station out in Montevideo, they had a rule about when you could play certain songs that fit into the speed of the songs. So it's, you know, these radio formats are very interesting and they're carefully packaged. And beautiful music, I think, was one of the earliest carefully packaged radio formats dating back to the 50s. We're going to jump back in. Oh, I just want to give you a little teaser that Nana Mouskouri, so she was an actress as well. I'm going to be playing a beautiful music song from an actor in a little bit. And it might surprise you. It surprised me in my research because I knew him from only one part of his life. So I'm excited to share that with you in a little bit. But right now we're going to jump into more of a hit of, I think, the early 70s. I think we may have even heard this song on Music 45 Man's Wave Project show he does called Lost Hits of the 70s. This is Hey Good Hearty. And enjoy this on this beautiful music program on KFAI. Thank you. That was Caravelli here on KFAI. Caravelli plays Michel Fugain with Une Belle Histoire. Before that, you heard Jean-Claude Borély and with that clarion trumpet reminding me, maybe it did you too as well, of Herb Alpert's big 70s instrumental hit, right? That clarion trumpet, I could just hear it while I'm under the Novocaine, and I'm a sucker for trumpet players, so I feel like I'm in heaven as I'm getting a filling in the 70s. Before Jean-Claude Borély, you heard the Canadian pianist Haygood Hardy with his 1976 hit, The Homecoming or Jennifer's Theme. We're listening to the beautiful music radio format, artists featured in that format this hour on The Wave Project. We'll be right back.
Programming on KFAI is supported by the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Them Cooley Boys Friday, April 17th. Wisconsin's own Them Cooley Boys are back with their latest album, No Fun in the Chrysalis. It finds Them Cooley Boys infusing their traditional bluegrass with elements of Southern country, ambient, acoustic folk rock, and pedal steel-led Americana. Opening the show is Kiernan. More information about Them Cooley Boys at the Cedar is available at thecedar.org.
Programming on KFAI is supported by First Avenue, presenting Buckethead in the First Avenue Main Room, Thursday, April 23rd. Buckethead is a guitarist and multi-instrumentalist who performs within many genres of music and has released over 700 studio recordings. He has performed on over 50 albums by other artists, spanning such diverse areas as progressive metal, funk, blues, jazz, bluegrass, and avant-garde. More information about Buckethead in the First Avenue Main Room is available at first-avenue.com.
Yeah, Buckethead has been around a long time. I did not expect that little announcement about Buckethead being at First Avenue. But then while I was listening to it, I was just thinking about how long Buckethead has been around. Over 700 studio recordings. All right, so we are listening to beautiful music. And I spoke earlier of Nana Mouskouri being a Greek actress and also a musician. And she was featured in this genre, this radio format packaged for us in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Well, another, as I was doing some research for this show, I'd always thought of him as an actor in movies and The Honeymooners. But Jackie Gleason had a second very, very successful career in creating these melodies, these orchestral pieces, and playing beautiful music. He was a featured artist in the beautiful music format in the 50s and 60s. I had no idea. So we're going to enjoy Jackie Gleason performing La Dolce Vita as we listen to more artists in the beautiful music format here on KFAI.
Thank you.
Nelson Riddle. That was quite the swell. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into you in just a second, Frank Kramer. Hang on. You're listening to Beautiful Music, the radio format here on The Wave Project this morning. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Pam Hill. I enjoy spending this hour with you exploring this genre, this format that was packaged in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and sold and had, you know, specific restrictions and rules about percentage of instrumentals to vocals. And really, a lot of us enjoyed it in retail establishments, restaurants. It was lovely music. And we heard some lovely examples here with Nelson Riddle with Light My Fire. Often these songs were covers of contemporary hits in soothing music form. We also heard the Mantovani Orchestra with Begin the Big Win. And Jackie Gleason in his second career creating these beautiful melodies from movies, from his record Music for Lovers Only, you heard La Dolce Vita. We're going to get into this Frank Kramer song. You got a little teaser of it just now. If you were a piano student in the 70s, you probably did a lot of practicing with this rhythm. My brother and I certainly did. You're hearing it here on KFAI. Frank Kramer, Beautiful Music.
Thank you.
You just heard some of the biggest names to come out of this beautiful music format. Some of the biggest names included in this format. You heard Lawrence Welk there. Liberace clearly having fun with Easter Parade. And Floyd Kramer with Heart and Soul. That was a big one. Out of this genre, you know, we heard Nelson Riddle cover Light My Fire a little bit earlier, right? This genre is known for creating instrumental versions of contemporary hits. And they had a couple go-to groups, if you will, that were really well known for cranking these contemporary hits out in an orchestral format. One of them was the Holly Ridge Strings, which was really just a collection of musicians that were available at the time, any session musician that could put these contemporary hits together in an instrumental way, formed the Holly Ridge Strings. Another one was the 101 Strings Orchestra. Here they are with Les Baxter doing the summer moods of Les Baxter. This is Tropicalia, 101 Strings.
maker, you heartbreaker. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way to drift.
I hope things are going your way in your world as you depart. The Wave Project this morning, move into a vase, take KFAI with you. Thank you so much for exploring.